Praise the Lord. What a service. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. Read a few verses tonight. Amen. If you'd stand, we're just going to read 4 short verses this evening. I won't be preaching expositionally, but I do want to share a thought from this passage tonight. Verse 15 of Ephesians 5. Did I say 5? Ephesians 5. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of Jesus is, the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I don't want to do disjustice to God's word, but I'd like to look back at verse 16 and take a portion of verse 16 and a portion of verse 18 and put them together. Verse 16, because the days are evil, be filled with the Spirit. Because the days are evil, verse 18, be filled with the Spirit. Everywhere I go, in the foyer, in the aisles today, people are talking about how bad things are in our world. And I do believe we need to make wise choices with our finances and the protection and the provision of our family. But I want to tell us the best way we can be prepared for the days that we are facing is to be people that are filled with the Spirit of God. Because the days are evil, be filled with the Spirit. He said not be drunk with wine. You're not supposed to do this, but I'm going to. You get old, you can do that. You're not supposed to entitle a message with the question, but I want to. I want to ask the question tonight. How much have you had? How much have you had? Filled with the Spirit. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, help us tonight. Lord, help us to leave here with a fresh anointing, a fresh feeling. Hallelujah. Lord, we're aware tonight of our need of divine power, divine enablement. Lord, we covet your Holy Spirit tonight. Bless your people, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. One of the things that always piques my curiosity in the newspaper is the police blotter. I don't know how many read that. I see some of you lift your hands. Increasingly, there are entries made about folks the police are dealing with that are drunk, lying out on the sidewalk, falling asleep in the driveway. Heard of one today, someone was in the line, drive-through at a fast food and fell asleep. People were honking, trying to give them a move. Police came, could hardly wake them up. And all kinds of terrible situations. And I was commenting to my wife, I was reading one to her, and the police, it was writing there, recounting the event, and it said the police asked the lady, how much have you had to drink? And she said, just 2 beers. I said to my wife, why is it always just 2 beers? Why do they never answer, oh, I had 1 beer, I had 3 beers. It's always just 2 beers. You know, the point is, they didn't get to where they were at with just 2 beers. And in every case, they've always are assuming they've had a whole lot less than they've had. They didn't get there with 2 beers. And they've had a whole lot, I didn't say that right, they've had a whole lot more than they say they had. Paul said, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. I want to say, first of all, we'll never get where we need to be without a whole lot more of the Spirit of God. And if it's the drunkard's position that he's always had a whole lot more than he says he's had, I have found it's the believer's condition that they've had a whole lot less than they like to think they had. But I've got good news tonight. We can be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. We can't get where we need to be with only a little taste or a periodic drink of this thing, the Spirit. We need to be filled with the Spirit. I believe you could pray with me tonight. Lord, fill us fresh. Lord, fill us full. Lord, fill us with your wisdom. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your understanding. Fill us with your enablement. And he does that by filling us with his Holy Spirit. You know, the great encouragement to me, though this is a command, is the fact, first of all, that we can be filled with the Spirit. Think about that. These human vessels, these frail human vessels, and we can be filled with the Spirit. Why don't we just pause right here and say, thank God there is a Holy Spirit. How many's glad there's a Holy Spirit? I've studied, not all of them, but I've studied a lot of world religions. And those that have studied more world religions than I have, they will say this. There's something unique about Christianity, and that is the Christian way, the Christian faith has the Holy Spirit as an enablement. Lots of other religions, they have rules and regulations and restrictions and all of this, and a high moral code. But the thing that's different about Christianity, yes, there's a high moral code. Yes, there's commands of God. But the difference is there's a Holy Spirit to fill our lives and enable us and help us and strengthen us and empower us. Hallelujah. One of my favorite little poems, and no one knows who wrote it, and it's just one stanza. It said, to run and work the law demands, but gives me neither feet nor hands. Better news the gospel brings. It bids me to fly, but it gives me the wings, and the wings is the power of the Holy Ghost. Aren't you glad we have him to come alongside and enable and guide and be there in every situation? There is the Holy Spirit. He, the third person of that triune God, he is wonderful. He is powerful. He is exhilarating. He is empowering, and he can dwell and desires to dwell within his people. The wonderful thing is that something other than us can fill us and keep us from what is around us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a fact. We can be filled with the Spirit. I was in the sanctuary on a Saturday night not long back. It was already getting dark, but sometimes I just take out the songbook and start singing whatever it opens up to. And Brother Steve, it opened up to "The Comforter Is Come." You remember we used to sing that? "The Comforter Is Come." The Holy Ghost from heaven. The promise of the Father given. The Comforter has come. Oh, hallelujah. Are you glad the Comforter has come? And he can fill you. I don't know what you're facing tonight, but I've got good news. The Comforter is come. I can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, he that dwelleth with you shall be in you. He that dwelleth with you shall be in you. You can be filled with him. There is that available which will not only keep us from the world and get us through the world, there is that available that will also fill us with joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's the infilling of the Spirit. You know how I am about theological exactness and truth truthfulness of doctrine. But sometimes on this infilling of the Spirit, we get bogged down in theological questions about what it all means to be filled with the Spirit and when and how and all of that. But we need to realize it's more than theology. It's an experience that we can have. He can fill our heart today to overflowing. He can fill our cup till it runs over. Yes, we need the theology, but more importantly, we just need to experience it. Fill me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Years ago, I heard the Baptist Jack Hiles preach a moving message. He was preaching about the power that we need to preach the gospel and do the work of God. And he was from a different tradition. He began to say the Pentecostals call it the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Another group calls it the anointing. And he went through a list. And finally, he said this. He said, I don't care what you call it. The point is, we need it and get it. Hallelujah. I believe in the theology, but I also know that it needs to be more than something that's on the books of our doctrine. It needs to be something that we experience. And the wonderful news is, we can experience. That's why he ascended to the Father after he resurrected. That's what the first thing he did when he came to the right hand of the Father. He poured out the Holy Ghost, and he's still pouring it out today. Amen. Secondly, I want us to think about what we should not be filled with. We can be filled with the Spirit, but we should not be filled with some things. Paul said here, be not drunk with wine. Or put very simply, don't be full of wine. Oh, what a time we live in. I think there's a whole lot more drunkenness than we can ever even begin to believe. I was standing in line somewhere, I think it was to get tires a few years back. It was quite a lengthy line. You know how some people, they'll talk to strangers in line. I'm not one of them. But this one young lady, she's standing there, she's 22, 23. She's one of them. Listen to me now. She stood there in line, and she began to talk to one of the young men in front of her. She didn't know him. And she started talking like this. Man, this was the first week. I looked at her, and she looked like she'd really been through the ringer, you know. Black under her eyes, and she said, oh, did I ever have a time this weekend? I started drinking on Friday night, and I drank, and I got drunk, and I didn't know where I was at, and I got beat up, and I did some crazy things they told about me, and I woke up with an awful hangover, and I was so sick that I, she said, oh, I had such a wonderful time. She's lying. I've watched folks leave the church knowing the truth of God. I've seen them lost in the power of the Holy Spirit at a youth camp. Go out and live a life that does nothing but destroy them, destroy their future, takes their purity, takes the potential of a good life and family, and they'll say, I'm having a great time. You're not having a great time. You're filled with the wrong thing, and it's going to destroy you. I'll tell you, a good time is to be filled with the Holy Spirit and have His power at work within you. People are getting intoxicated. They are filled with things. They are filled with alcohol, but I believe that's just figurative of other things they're trying to be intoxicated with. They're filled with relationships, unlawful relationships, cyber relationships. Amen. Saying things to people on the internet, forging relationships through the media, the social media, and they're literally intoxicated with that. How do you know that? Because it fills their thoughts and it fills their emotion, and it has taken control of them. Amen. Whatever you want to name. Amen. Pornography and other things. People are filled with all of that. And but Paul says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. And the word excess literally means unsafety or danger or destruction. Amen. To be filled and under the control of that, it leads to destruction. You know, here's the interesting thing. People's lives are already in a mess. And so they drink to try to divert their attention from that mess, and that just makes a bigger mess. How many knows it works that way? Their lives in a mess. They drink to try to forget the mess, and it makes a bigger mess. And it doesn't have to be alcohol. It could be a relationship. Their life is already in a mess, but they try to divert it. They get filled with an unlawful relationship, and it just makes a bigger mess of their life. That's the excess. Be not drunk with wine. Wherein is excess. Our lives are not supposed to be under the control and influence of anything other than the Spirit of God. And Paul said, instead of being filled with wine and all the things it stands for, we should be filled with the Holy Ghost. There's some things we should desire never to be filled with. One of them is anger. Did you know there's folks that are filled with anger today? Oh, I wish I could get them to see if they'd come to Christ and pour out the anger. Oh, what a wonderful thing when Christ poured in the Spirit to take its place. Folks are filled with envy. Envy. Folks are filled with hate. Folks are filled with bitterness. Filled with depression and discouragement. Folks are filled with fear and filled with loneliness. The Bible said the backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways. People are filled with self and selfishness. Amen. Someone says, well, I'm not filled with anything. I feel empty. Well, what you are, you're filled with emptiness. That's what the world will fill you up with. The world will fill you with emptiness and all these other things. But it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to be filled with those things. You and I can be filled with the glorious Spirit of God. Bring your empty earthen vessels clean through Jesus' precious blood. Come, you needy one and all. And as you wait before Him, He'll fill your heart with that empowering Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's more than emotion. Emotion isn't the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God brings the right emotion. Hallelujah. And then last of all tonight, why do we need to be filled with the Spirit? I've alluded to it. Paul said in verse 15, walk circumspectly, not as fools. Verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We're in an evil world. The days are evil. Brother Brian and I have both alluded to the fact of those who once served God with fervency and how they've turned from God, and they're living in the wickedness of the world. They're living that wickedness right along with the world. Paul said that's why we need to be filled with the Spirit. It's because the days are evil. Those old timers talking about sanctification, perhaps in a time when more people sailed in ships or took trips in ships, they said all the water of the ocean cannot sink a ship unless it gets inside the ship. All the water of the ocean can never sink a ship unless it gets inside the ship. Some of you young people, you go to public schools, you live in less than Christian atmospheres, but all the evil of this world can never take your faith, take your walk with God, take your hope of heaven, as long as it stays outside. It's when you let it inside that it'll destroy you. And you don't have to let it on the inside. Hallelujah. We don't need the evil of the world. We need the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. If we're going to resist the evil world that we live in, we must be filled with the Spirit. I've said it many times, unless that which is above us fills us, we will be overcome by what is around us. Unless that which is above us fills us, we will be overcome by that which is around us. Oh, we can be filled with that which is from above. Amen. There's different types of fish, and they look fragile, and they swim hundreds of feet underneath the ocean waters, and you begin to think of how extreme and tremendous water pressure is. You see divers that have to go down in thick hulled submarines and equipment, amen, to withstand the pressure, and yet this fragile fish can go underneath underneath all that pressure, and it never collapses, and it's never destroyed, and it stays whole and in health. And they discovered how it does it. It has an apparatus that the deeper it goes, amen, as the pressure builds on the outside, the apparatus increases the pressure on the inside of the fish, and it equalizes the pressure. The deeper it goes, the greater the outside pressure, the greater the inside pressure resisting it becomes. And it's a simple illustration, but I believe it's that way for the believer. We live in the world where the pressure is constant. Oh, but if we would have let God, He would equalize the pressure and fill us up. And so when the pressure of the world comes against us, there is that within us that resists and overcomes the pressure of the world. You don't have to cave in. You don't have to give in. You can have victory by being filled with His Spirit. Hallelujah. As being full of wine has an effect on a person's life and future, so does being full of the Spirit. Oh, it's a big subject. I'm just going to mention three things that being filled with something does. It'll control you. Amen. We have an expression to be filled with anger. If someone is filled with anger, we're also saying they are controlled by anger. Something that is full of something is controlled by it. And to be filled with the Spirit is to be controlled by the Spirit. Amen. I thought Wednesday night, as Brother Kevin testified, that the victory he had gained over the habit of cigarette smoking, I was excited about that. Yes, for all the reasons, the health reasons and all of that. But I was also excited because that's one less thing Brother Kevin has to worry about controlling him. He can let God control him. That's what we do when we get filled with the Spirit. We quit letting other things control us. And we're under the control of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Another thing, when something's full of something, it's characterized by that. At home, if I took a glass and filled it up with milk, sometimes Andrew would say, "Dad, when you come in here, will you bring me my milk?" I don't pour the milk in my hand and bring it. I take the glass. But because it's full of milk, it becomes characterized by that. And it's referred to as the milk. Sometimes up at the church dinner, what would you want to drink? Dr. Pepper. Well, there's a Dr. Pepper. And they point to a cup. But because it's full of it, it's characterized by it. You know what happens when we become filled with the Spirit? We're characterized by it. People look at us and they see the effects and the presence and the influence of God and Christ in our lives. Hallelujah. One more very simple thing. When something's filled with something, it keeps other stuff out. To be filled with the Spirit is to keep the enemy out. Hallelujah. Would you come, music? I'm going to close with two things tonight. First of all, a few weeks back, I was fixing Andrew a bowl of ice cream. And I don't know if you've been at the Hearst house to see how we eat ice cream. Big bowl, just mounded over, you know. But he's pretty small. He's 9 years old. So I'd put several big scoops in there. And I said, "Son, tell me when it's enough." He said, "More, Dad, more, 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 lots more, Dad." And I got to thinking about that. Oh, I want to be that way to God. I don't want to just say, "Oh, I feel good tonight, let's go home." I want to be looking up to heaven and saying, "More, more, lots more. I want to be filled." Amen. My wife and I were discussing a person on one of the social networks. Now I'm an older person, but I remember them in youth camps, Spirit of the Lord moving tremendous ways. And I've been mulling over that this week, thinking of the services that this person has been in, the wickedness and the sin in their life today. And I begin to think of it in the context of this sermon. One or two things. Because I know they were in services where the Spirit of the Lord was present. Either number one, they were in it, but it never got in them. I want to tell you, young people, that's a danger. You can be in it, all of us, it's a danger. You can be in it, you can feel the effects of it, but it's another thing for it to get in you. Amen. I've seen folks, I know they were in it. They were moved when the Spirit of the Lord moved, and other folks were filled and touched. They might have cried, they might have lifted their hands with their rest, but they never really let the Spirit of the Lord fill them. That was either the case, or secondly, they were filled, but they didn't keep it. And with that, I give you the last admonition of the apostle. When he said, be filled with the Spirit, he used a very specific tense of the verb that literally means be filled, and may it be a continuous process of being filled and being filled and being filled and being filled and being filled. I want to be filled with the Spirit. You say, what about it, Pastor? Sometimes I feel like I'm full of so many other stuff. I know what that feels like too. Things can fill your thoughts, fill your feelings. Remember one time, we was already married, but went home, preached in a home church, and we had a lady there. She'd been a real saint of God, but she had some medical conditions. And so, well, I'll let you be the judge of whether that kicked in or not, but I'd preached at my home church on a Sunday night. She called my parents' house the next day. My mother, I believe, said, Clifford, it's for you. I answered the phone. It was that sister. She said, Clifford? I said, yes. She said, I just called to tell you you're full of baloney, and hung up. Have you ever just felt just full of stuff you wish you didn't feel like you were full of? Just troubles and difficulties and fear and struggles. I don't think you're lost. That's why I'm so glad there's something that we can do. The psalmist said, pour out your hearts before God. You know what we can do in prayer? We can literally pour out all that other stuff. And I'll tell you what will happen when we pour that out in earnest, heartfelt prayer. When we empty ourselves out before the Lord, He will fill us up with His Spirit and put His Spirit in place of all of that. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God for His people. Lift your hearts and hands. Say, Lord, I want to be filled with Your Spirit. I want to be filled with Your Spirit. I need You, Lord. The days are evil, but I want to be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for our young people tonight. Amen. You know, it wouldn't be too many decades ago the message tonight would be against alcohol. But I just want to tell you, amen, that stuff will ruin your life. Alcohol and drugs and other chemical things and the filth of the internet. It'll fill you up and destroy you and ruin you. But you don't have to go that route. You can be filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, there's just something different. Brother Rose, the fact of it, the matter is, we're all just earthen vessels. And He remembereth our frame. He knows that we're but dust. He knows our limitations. He knows our... Oh, but He'll take that vessel, that earthen vessel, and He'll put in it His divine treasure. Hallelujah. We have this treasure in earth. It's not really what the vessel's all about. It's what the vessel contains. And by His plan and will, He can fill us with His Spirit. Hallelujah. Maybe you want to do some emptying tonight, or maybe you feel empty and you need Him to fill you. I just want to ask you tonight to come and say, oh Lord, in the days that we live, I want to live these days filled with Your Spirit. If that's your prayer, would you come? Let's pray together tonight. Say, Lord, in the days in which we live, I want to live them filled with Your Spirit. filled with your power. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I'm going to pour out my heart. I'm going to pour out my heart. I'm going to pour myself out, empty myself out, and allow you, oh Lord, to fill me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray tonight, church. Let's have a season of prayer. Say, Lord, in these days, I need to be filled with your Spirit. Hallelujah.
The living God.
Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. I empty out my heart. Fill me. Fall fresh. Fall fresh.